You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Time now for something a little bit different, but still kind of on the political theme, if you can call this political. I don't know. 95BFM is aiming to speak to every mayoral candidate ahead of next month's local elections. Next week, I'll be speaking with the incumbent mayor, Phil Goff. But today, Fiona, possibly with no last name, I don't know, is a wildcard candidate being represented by comedian Tom Sainsbury, who is acting as her campaign manager. Here's a little taste of what Fiona's put on social media about door knocking.
Hello, my name is Fiona, and this is Fiona's mayoral campaign, where I try and become mayor of Auckland to take the gamble out for you, the Auckland resident. I've been led to believe that door knocking is one way to connect with Auckland residents. So I've been walking around various neighbourhoods and just knocking on people's doors and just chatting with people and connecting with them, which is always nice. Here I am outside one Auckland residence. Let's go and see if the resident is at home. Oh, hello.
What do you want?
Hello, my name is Fiona and I'm running for Mayor of Auckland.
Whoopty shit.
Could I ask for your name, perhaps?
Gladys, what's it to ya?
Gladys is a lovely name. Okay, well, Gladys, are you thinking of maybe voting in this upcoming local election?
No.
Oh, okay,
Why should I vote?
Because there might be certain issues that you're facing that certain mayoral candidates can address. For example, I'm proposing that we have a 19-lane harbour bridge.
Next.
I'm suggesting free ferry service to Waiheke Island to really utilise the vineyards over there.
Next.
Okay, well, in that case, I do have this Shiraz, which I've awarded 5 stars out of 5. I don't know if maybe you would like this. I can buy the vote.
Well, consider me interested.
Okay, well, I feel that was quite a successful door knocking. I just hope that every house I meet from now on won't require a wine bottle to buy their vote. But if they do, then I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. We'll see what we can do, because I will do whatever it takes to become Mayor of Auckland. Okay, on to the next house, I guess.
So as you can hear from that video, Fiona's a very serious contender for mayor. I spoke to her campaign manager, Tom Sainsbury, this morning and started by asking him what actually inspired Fiona to run for mayor?
Well, so Fiona did Dry July, and so she couldn't quite kind of go completely dry of alcohol. So what she did was just have one healthy glass a day, and then on August the 1st at 12:01 a.m. she got plastered, and she was chatting away with her girlfriends and just decided to put her, you know, hat in the ring. So
as you do,
and she you know, she thought, how hard could it be? And also, you know, she wasn't that inspired by the other candidates, so she thought, yeah.
Why wasn't she inspired by the other candidates?
Well, she does like Phil Goff, and she thinks he's a bit of eye candy. I mean, she actually likes everyone, to be honest. I think maybe deep down, I just think it was the thrill of doing it for her.
So what policies is she running on? What's the main thing she wants to achieve?
Yeah, well, she was like kind of watching everyone, all the other candidates, and seeing what kind of policies they were going for, and she tried to do one better. Like, she was going for a 19-lane harbour bridge, just one mm-hmm. better than John Tamhiri. But she now has decided that she's just going to be, if she gets mayor, she'll just be a figurehead mayor. So she'll go to like ribbon cuttings and things like that, and she'll just delegate, because, you know, there's experts in the council that can take care of all the necessary things.
And you'd probably get quite a lot of free Chardonnay at openings.
So much, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's why I'm in the media. You get to, exactly. to go to things. There's an open bar.
Constant open bar.
And so, okay, so she was trying to do one better on the bridge. What about, I saw this week, one of the candidates wants a monorail. What's Fiona's transport policy?
I know, right? Well, a monorail sounds great. Just the infrastructure of it will be quite difficult to do. Fiona thinks that just making Queen Street a pedestrian thing, like, it's, she is all about like getting cars off the road. because she hates being in the traffic on a Tuesday afternoon when she goes to Pilates. And so public transport.
Really? Yeah. So not a fan of cars?
Not a fan of cars.
What about electric vehicles?
Well, she would purchase an electric vehicle, absolutely. Like, definitely kind of head that way. And especially when you're having to drive out to, like, Kumu to the vineyards and things like that, you need a vehicle. So electric cars then, yeah.
It's a pretty crowded field of candidates running for mayor. So what sets her apart? Why are people going to vote for her when there's someone like Phil Goff, who everyone knows?
Well, she... Yeah, that is a really good question.
Yeah.
Well, she's, you know, like, who else can wear a scarf as well as Fiona, I guess? And so it's kind of like the visual, like, she looks different from everyone else.
So that's not a metaphorical scarf, that's like literally...
The scarf. And she, I guess that's what sets her apart. She looks different.
Yeah, I mean...
She's got a great blonde bob.
And iconic. It'd be good to have a female mayor, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Surely that's going to get some votes.
Exactly. But, you know, because she's got a busy schedule and she finds mornings are hard. So obviously me, Tom Sainsbury, who campaign manager, will have to kind of step up and take care of the morning meetings.
Yeah, how did you get roped into this?
I know. Well, I was kind of in proximity to her making the decision, so, yeah.
At the party?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, it's a bit of it's a bit of a career change for you, though, politics.
It will be, but I feel that how hard can it be?
I think a lot of politicians would probably think that.
Yeah.
What is she like about Auckland? I mean, she's really passionate to stand.
Yeah.
There must be some things she
likes.
She
loves Auckland. She loves going to, like, the opportunity to go, like, you're so close to vineyards and to cellar doors, you know, and she can head over to Waiheke. It's beautiful beaches. You know, there are wonderful parks to kind of take your dog for a walk in, and it's springtime, so it's really beautiful at the moment. So it's kind of the beauty and also the multiculturalism. She loves it.
Really?
Yeah, she does. She's, you know, she loves people of different cultures.
So let's talk about Ia Martel then. You know, what's she going to do for something like that?
I mean, exactly.
I know it's more government, but
exactly.
You'd have to have something to say.
Well, let's go on to the big topics. I think she would say, she'll say, let's leave it to the experts. But she would recommend, I mean, she could easily host all the powers that be at her house. And, you know, a lot can be kind of hashed out over a lovely Pinot Gris. So just everyone chat it out.
It's kind of my life motto, I think,
exactly.
Pinot Gris kind of solves most problems.
Yeah.
So that's one
or
major...
blinds you to them as well.
Yeah, well, that's also what's good about it, I think.
Yeah.
So that's one of the main issues. There's a few other things that are really... Well, actually, what do you think is the... What does she actually think is the biggest issue? Is it transport?
It's transport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's transport. You know, because she does go to the Pilates. Every Tuesday night, she goes to Pilates, and she's got this great studio that she goes to, but normally... At a rush hour, it would take 10 minutes to get there, but it takes an hour and 10 minutes. And, you know, she understands people's frustrations.
Yeah, I mean, that's not good enough, is it? For a city like this, you've got to be able to get to places.
Exactly.
What are some other sort of topical issues that you think that she's going to be focusing on? Because there's a lot of things that people are campaigning on.
There are. Well, a big issue, because we've both attended a couple of debates, and a big issue is the rough sleepers.
Oh yeah.
So let's go there.
Yeah.
So it would be we both have to do a bit more research about what's happened with the mission, but it'll be something about, like, just having homes in close proximity to the city centre that people can go and stay at.
So, like, free hotels.
Essentially.
Yeah. So that's the housing policy, is it?
That's right.
So who's going to build them? Is Fiona going to get out there?
Well, she can probably throw some of her own cash at it because of her husband Stanley's successful business. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she'll have to kind of skim some money off somewhere.
Yeah. So, okay, so what's the successful business? I want to delve into the family tree now.
Like, really?
I'm very passionate about wanting to know a bit more about what's inspired this political future.
Well, she's not so, like, he's in a law firm, and she's not so familiar with it, but when it was starting out, like, she would help with the books and things like that, but now it's kind of leapt up and it's got everyone that's required, so she kind of only pops in for occasional to see her husband and take him out for lunch and things.
So I thought before we finish, we had to run through some of the candidates and just give them a score or something that you
love
think
it.
That they...
That's wonderful.
You know, yeah. What do you think of John Tumahedi?
So he is thinking about the now and not the long term.
That's interesting. Big fan of Ted Johnston.
Yes, I am. We both are. We're big fans of Ted Johnson.
He's, oh, good.
He's a darling.
Is he?
Yeah.
And Phil Goff's eye candy. But what about out of 10? I mean,
he's eye candy, but, I mean, his, obviously a lot has been done with his photos because he looks particularly handsome in his photos, but whether it translates to real life.
Yeah.
But, no, he is a very handsome man. And he is wonderful and sensible, but uninspiring.
Oh, he's coming in here tomorrow.
Mm.
Should I ask her? So Fiona says you're uninspiring.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, thank you very much for
having me.
Quite a robust discussion about policy.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm Paddy Garran. This is the fucking news on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.